Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Prophetess Jarvis. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be so much energy around you, and God says that you're just going to go forward. I'm hearing God say to leave the past in the past. God says for you to focus on the now, and God says that he's working on some emotional issues as well. But God says that you are going to be sent forth, and God says for you to prepare yourself. That is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Jarvis. I just hear God saying, I don't know why I see a jar of jelly beans. God is bringing forth increase to you in this season. I see God beginning to minister to you. I see him touching your physical body. Healing is coming to your physical body. He is doing some things in the area of your health. And God says there's a great destiny that he has for you. But there's some mindsets and some behaviors that God is going to begin to work on within you, and he's changing it for the greater good, for the greater good. And God says you will begin to minister and prophesy, not only in the family, but yet even into the community. And God says you're going to minister to a certain group of individuals. I see these young girls. I don't know if they're two sisters or twins, but there is someone in the community that you're going to reach. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that he's enhancing you in this season. God is saying that he's going to create an open door for you. And God is saying for you to organize in this season, for you to restructure some things, and for you to plan it out. And that's the word of the Lord.
And the Lord says that this is a season where you're going to do some work with the children. And the Lord says that your light will shine because God says it's your time to walk into a new anointing and a new elevation. God also says that you have favor with to get a new vehicle and the new housing. And that's what the Lord unto you.
Prophetess Jarvis, I so agree with the words that the prophets have spoken, for even the word that Prophet Albert spoke in reference to the jelly beans. I just heard Father God saying he's sweetening up life in this season. Those things that had laid doormat, Father God says those things that have been stagnant, Father God says he's breathing life on them. Father God says peace be still concerning the past. Father God says stop looking back. I'm seeing something concerning relationship and partnership. And I hear Father God saying stop looking back, stop dwelling on the past. For Father God says he rewards you now and you're in the season of harvest. And that is the word of the Lord.